I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to score the winning goal, it's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juba Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Lyon as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege for captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
Welcome to The Netball Show with Mizuno. I'm Natalie Morris. This week sees 100 days to go until the Netball World Cup kicks off in Liverpool.
I'm Sasha Shipway, and we highlight this by looking back on the launch event and hearing from Lindsay Impitt.
And I'm Zara Buck. The Netball World Cup launch in Liverpool event was back in January 2018. We were there at the amazing St George's Hall. The event brand, This Is Netball, will incorporate four pillars: elite sport, empowering women and girls, Liverpool, and the world.
The first of these is elite sport, as explained at the launch by Tamsin Greenway.
Playing for your country is one of the most incredible things you can do as an athlete. The World Cup in particular, a highlight for any netballer. The opportunity to pitch yourself against the best, the desire to lift that trophy, and the thought of maybe having that gold medal around your neck while the anthem sings around the stadium is every player's dream, something I definitely dreamt of. The Roses now get that opportunity in 2019. They'll get to compete in front of their fans, their friends, their family on home soil. They'll get the opportunity to shine, and they'll get the chance to capture the nation. What an incredible opportunity. Netball continues to grow and help lead the way forward in women's sport. In this country, week in, week out, we have some of the best netballers on display in our Vitality Netball Super League, and we're so lucky to have the opportunity to see them, witness them compete and play. The elite game right now is at its very, very, very best. In 2019, you're going to see some of the greatest players, some of the greatest role models in the game come and compete in Liverpool. I'm proud to think that next summer we'll welcome the whole of the netball world to this city, and we'll welcome them to a World Cup to show what we can achieve both on and off the court, and hopefully inspire the next generation of netballers.
The second pillar, empowering women and girls, was explained by England Netball CEO Joanna Adams.
Empowerment is a word that is so often used. The INF use it as one of their pillars. We have it as one of the Netball World Cup pillars. And England Netball certainly talks about the empowerment of women. But I wanted to look at what the definition of empowerment really is. It is the process of becoming stronger and more confident, especially in controlling one's life and claiming one's rights. So can we claim that netball and the Netball World Cup 2019 can truly empower women and girls? One of my favourite Back to Netball ladies said that her life had been lived in a box and netball took the lid off. And another one of our ladies said, "I used to say I can't, but now I say I'm going to try anyway." Netball is a sport that gives women and girls so many opportunities to play, but also has a predominantly female volunteer structure. When other sports are trying so hard to encourage coaches, officials, and members onto their boards, netball really thrives and allows women to reach senior positions across all elements of the game. Netball World Cup also has the opportunity to encourage more women and girls to watch live sports. We want dads to bring daughters, we want wives to bring husbands, but we also really want to create a live sport experience where mums, daughters, and groups of female friends feel confident and the norm. So does our sport empower women and girls, and will the Netball World Cup 2019 truly have a legacy? I believe it does, and it will. The girls you see in your community have a talent. They only need someone to motivate them, someone to tell them that they can speak for themselves and that netball can do something for them. Thank you.
Wendy Simon is the Assistant Mayor and Cabinet Member for Culture, Tourism and Events for Liverpool City Council. She's been telling us exactly what this event means for Liverpool.
I'm delighted that Liverpool is set to host the Netball World Cup in 2019. Last year, as people may know, Liverpool was named as the UK's greatest sporting city, not by us, but by ESPN. And due to our rich sporting heritage and the passion of our fans, they saw that that was unparalleled, and we know that passion is going to shine through next year. Staging prestigious events such as the Netball World Cup is yet another reason why Liverpool is held in high esteem in the sporting world. Netball is hugely popular, and I know that when the World Cup comes here at the fantastic Echo Arena, it will live up to its reputation as a fast-paced, highly competitive and hugely entertaining sport. Audiences will see the world's best battle it out to take the top accolade, outlining them see the game at its very best. Winning the right to host the 15th Netball World Cup is a real coup, and Liverpool is a city with a sport running through its veins, and we're really proud to host this.
Lindsay Input is the Netball World Cup 2019 Event Director.
The variety of countries taking part in the tournament complements the diverse population of both our city and our country. We will encourage the UK audience to embrace teams from every nation and adopt a second, or it could be their first team, to throw their support behind. Inviting the world to Liverpool is an important part of our event, but so is supporting the International Netball Federation in the development of netball across the globe. Netball World Cup 2019 and England Netball, in conjunction with UK Sport, are working in partnership with the INF to deliver an international legacy component of Netball World Cup. Working with developing netball nations to provide knowledge and expertise in netball, the initiative supports both elite teams and coaching at grassroots level. Netball World Cup is a truly international tournament, and we invite everybody, from elite players to brand new fans, to join in the netball party in 2019. I would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners, England Netball, Liverpool City Council, ACC Liverpool, UK Sport and the International Netball Federation for their support so far and as we continue towards the tournament.
Tamsin told me about how a home World Cup brings even greater excitement for the players.
We're in a beautiful venue today. There's such a buzz around the city. I've played at the Echo Arena several times, and I know that it's going to be a fantastic place to host the World Cup.
And they've talked a lot about empowering women and girls, and the fact, and they want it to be the best World Cup for women's sport. And what do you make of that? How do you think they'll achieve it?
You know what, I love that, and I know it's a massive statement, and I know lots of people have stuff to say about that, but netball is such a fantastic sport, and although we have lots of men that play all over the world, it is a great opportunity for women to get together and socialise and keep fit and keep happy and healthy, and for us to then showcase the elite side, to have all those teams, some of the best athletes in the world are going to be competing in this city. What a fantastic opportunity to not only inspire the next generation and to get them hooked onto the sport, but also to leave a legacy for our sport as well.
From the Netball World Cups that you've played in, what have been the outstanding memories from those?
Well, I played in 3 World Cups. The first one we won't talk about, but the last one in Sydney was pretty special, coming back and doing that and winning the bronze under all the circumstances we had. You know, we've had a couple of close calls in the World Cups over the last 8 years where we perhaps could have been knocking on that door for a grand final, and it was such a proud moment to take home a bronze medal. But they were just incredible experiences with teams that, you know, and memories that I'll never forget. And I think looking forward to this one, the team now, they're in the best position ever to make a grand final and change history.
And is there any temptation to go make a fourth World Cup? Or
I keep saying my only regret of this whole World Cup being in England is I'm too old, because to have played in front of your fans and your friends and your family on home soil, and the chance to sort of capture a nation would be the ultimate. You know, I've been lucky enough to play in 3, but I'll be here supporting, being the number one. I definitely will not be throwing my name into the ring. I'm way too old and not very good anymore to do that.
Definitely not true.
Sasha spoke to Lindsay about the sport's growth in recent months.
Women's sport is growing exponentially at the moment, but there's still an element there of us always having to make our place in the sporting world. And I think netball really gives women and girls that opportunity to have a sport that they can own, get them out there at every level, get them out playing, get them out enjoying themselves, and you know, that will help really empower and inspire them to move forward in their lives.
I like that. How big is the task for you coming in and the Netball World Cup? I mean, it's a World Cup, it's huge, and obviously netball fans, they're like fierce, they love it. So what's the challenge been like?
It's large, I can't deny that. I certainly like a challenge, but I really appreciate the support from the Netball family. Although they are, you know, they are pushing for this to be the best it can be, and that pushes us to put on the best event for them. But they're out there to support us as well. They will volunteer, they will come in their droves, they will support the event, and that's what's really important to us. The challenge is there, there's no doubt about it. We'll work hard and we'll do the best job we can do. But all we want is to get every Netball fan that we can touch to come along to Liverpool in 2019, support their team, support all the teams, and just really get behind the event. That would make our challenge so much easier. We want every woman and girl, and saying that, we want them to bring, you know, their husbands and their dads and their kids and so on with them, but we want them to really feel like it's a great event for them. We will do what we can to celebrate the kind of music that they love, all the activities that are really focused on empowering and inspiring them to do better in their lives.
And do you play netball yourself? What's your position? I mean, our listeners might want to know a little bit.
I would be a versatility player, if I'm completely honest. I'm an ex-runner and an ex-netball player. I'm unfortunately an injured netball player. I started off as centre because I was much taller than everybody else when I was younger.
I'm a centre as well. You outdo me in the height.
I then, through having unfortunately glandular fever, moved to goalkeeper, then goal defence, did a bit of shooting, and now I sit at weak defence when I get to play because I get to run around all over the place. It's great.
Awesome. At the official launch, England Netball CEO Joanna Adams told the Netball Show more about the process.
It's so exciting. Yeah, we started this journey a long, long time ago. So we pulled this bid together in 2013.
Not 2 weeks.
No, it takes a bit longer than 2 weeks to actually get something like this off the ground. And Lindsay and her team have just done an amazing job. This is a 4.5-year journey to get us to here. And it doesn't seem long now till it's actually going to happen next year. You know, it's a little bit frightening.
Looking forward to it?
Well, I always look forward to it. I'm a huge sports fan. I love all sport. But when you go and watch the team play, that you are ultimately responsible for the sport, it is a different experience. So I look forward to it. I sit through the whole thing with huge anxiety levels. But yeah, can't wait to watch the girls perform.
Since the event, Jay Clark has been named a World Cup ambassador. And at the 1 year to go event, she explained to Sasha that she can't wait for it to start, especially with the Commonwealth Games gold medal success.
It's so exciting that we can keep the momentum rolling with the World Cup in our backyard. We don't have to travel anywhere. All the countries are travelling to us, and it's going to be so exciting and great for everyone in England that plays. That's kids that plays, people that I've never watched before. It's just going to be great for them to all see what netball's about.
It couldn't have been written any better, could it? Winning gold and then having a home netball World Cup. And, you know, as you said, the momentum. What do you think it's going to be like when the World Cup is actually on?
Yeah, I think it would be crazy anyway, but with the success we've had at Commonwealth Games, people are just really, you know, they're got up at 4 a.m. when they haven't watched netball before, and they're just taking notice of our sport, and it was just a great showcase for us. And we were coming back on that plane home from Australia and finding out how many people had watched, and we were just pretty blown away, and I hope all those people stick with us and follow the journey that we're going to be on.
Obviously England are going into this World Cup ranked higher than they ever have been before. Yeah. Do you think the pressure will be on, obviously following the gold medal as well, but do you think that the roses are up to it?
Yeah, there's always pressure, but I think the good thing with our group is we talk about the pressures that might be, we talk about the what ifs, and we're prepared. And I think we've learned from that Commonwealth Games final that the best way to go into a final is just to have no expectation and no pressure, and just to go in focused and know that the team is going to win is the team that performs on the day. It doesn't matter anything that's happened before, any expectation, what's gone in the past. So we'll take those experiences and run with them in the World Cup.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game.
I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements.
After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom.
That's why I love the Wave Sail.
That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
It's a netball show with Mizuno. I don't know about you, but I'm really excited about this Netball World Cup in Liverpool in less than 100 days' time. We've been hearing from the England team and news on that launch. The Netball Scotland CEO is Claire Nelson, and she's looking forward to the tournament as well.
2019 is a really exciting year for our sport with the Netball World Cup in Liverpool in July, and all of us here in Scotland are really looking forward to being a part of netball's biggest world competition. Having it on our doorstep just makes things all the more exciting, as we can look forward to having lots of home support at our games. But more than that, through the TV coverage, we get to showcase our incredible sport to the whole nation. And as we saw after the Glasgow 2014 Commonwealth Games, this increase in exposure leads to an increase in engagement and participation. We are lucky this year to be able to have brought all of our Scottish Thistles together to play in our Strathclyde Sirens Super League team, and there's no better preparation for our national athletes than to get to train and compete as a team week in, week out in one of the best leagues in the world. So with just over 3 months to go to the Netball World Cup, our focus is currently on preparing our athletes to deliver their best ever performances on the world stage, and I for one cannot wait to see them in action.
Well, we're now joined by Claire Maxwell from the Thistles. Claire, how are you feeling with less than 100 days to go?
I genuinely can't believe we're almost at the 100 days before the World Cup mark. We are super excited for the World Cup. It's going to be amazing to have it on the home kind of grounds, being down in Liverpool. It's not too far a travel for anyone living in Scotland to just drop down, watch them a few matches and get behind our team. So really looking forward to it. Our preparation's going really well so far, and we've got lots of Scottish Thistles in our sirens team who are playing regular netball against top class players from across the world. And all those other players that are really pushing for selection are working extremely hard behind the scenes. They've just played Gibraltar and got a win over there, and many of them got their first cap, so they're really excited to hopefully get to the next stage of their career and perform in a world stage event, which is a pinnacle of our netball calendar.
Yeah, you'll be looking forward to getting the tournament underway though, playing the other teams and England in the group as well.
We obviously have England in our group, so we'll know a lot of those players really well, and we know they're obviously gunning for the gold medal off the back of getting the Commonwealth Games gold medal, so we're really excited to test ourselves against them. We'll try and stick to our game plan as much as we can, and we know it's going to be a sellout crowd because all the England tickets sold out super, super quick. So we're excited to play in front of a big crowd, and I'm sure we'll have some Scottish people in the crowd as well as a lot of the English support, which will be cheering on their team.
Tickets have sold really well, especially for the Home Nations games, and it's just getting to Liverpool, supporting a team, maybe picking another side and being part of the whole event, isn't it?
If you don't already have your tickets, I'd really encourage you to try and get them. There are a few still going spare, so get online, try and find out what games people are playing in and just come along. It's going to be an amazing atmosphere. Liverpool's going to be a great host city, and we really look forward to taking on loads of amazing teams down in Liverpool and try and play to the best of our ability in each game, and hopefully we'll get the results we're looking for.
Well, that's good to know. At least I might be sorted for Scotland-England tickets. I'll have a word with you when I've finished this recording. Thanks, Claire.
Netball Ireland face Australia in their opening fixture. Dan Ryan is their head coach.
Dan, 100 days and less until that Netball World Cup. So how are plans going?
Quite nicely, thank you. It's been good to get out to Belfast a couple of times a month to have camps with the group and slowly building the way we want to play the game, and seeing some great growth and development every time I'm there with the team. So really looking forward to the next 100 days and getting closer to the event starting.
Is it tricky getting in training around those Super League games at the minute?
No, we've structured the program quite well, to be honest, and we've got a good balance between, I guess, managing all the different schedules, not only of my own, but also the athletes. And the athletes are based, as we know, all around Ireland and some in England and all those different parts of this side of the world. So we've scheduled it quite well. And when we come together, it's a really purposeful time that we spend together and make the most of every second we have as a group together.
I mean, you'll be able to keep a close eye on players. Caroline every weekend, and you caught Fee on Monday's game in Sky as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously Michelle Drain at Mavericks, has seen her a couple of times as well. So, yeah, they're all progressing quite nicely. And the girls that are based back in Northern Ireland are training really hard. So, yeah, everything's in a pretty good place at the moment.
We'd heard earlier on the podcast as well, Lindsay Input is on about fans maybe adopting a second and third team. Maybe Netball Northern Ireland are wanting fans to play a huge part of this as well.
Absolutely, and I think, look, it doesn't get much closer to home for any of the nations in the UK than to play, you know, in a home World Cup as such. So we're really hoping that a lot of Irish supporters get around the team, and also supporters from all over the world, really. I think that the beauty of a World Cup is there's so many different playing styles, so many different characters, great colour. It's going to be amazing. So hopefully the fans really enjoy what we roll out in Liverpool.
I was really pleased to see as well the fact that PricewaterhouseCooper are getting on board and Warriors are born.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to have an official team name, the Northern Ireland Warriors. It's fantastic for the profile and the branding of the team as such, and really excited to have PricewaterhouseCoopers on our side and working with us. And there's just been some great commercial support around the team in Northern Ireland, and hopefully it's the start of some really beautiful partnerships moving forward.
Do you know anything about your opponents in that opening fixture?
Oh, look, just a little bit. I'm sure many people will have many ideas about our opponents in the first fixture, but no, looking forward to coming up against the Diamonds, the defending world champions. It's going to be a great challenge for us. And in all honesty, it's a great way to start the World Cup, to go up against the defending champions. It's a huge privilege and a huge honour, and we're just going to get out there and give it our absolute best.
And since you first got asked to take on this role, have you enjoyed it? Has it been a bit of a love affair, something you're pleased to be part of?
It's been really, really rewarding and really refreshing, to be honest. It's been great to get there a couple of times a month, and I leave every single camp we have with newfound inspiration and energy for the next time we come together. And they're just a really great group of athletes to work with, and the energy and passion that they all share, and also the organisation as well. It's a great place to work. It's a great place to be involved in netball, and certainly really, really enjoying my time there and really happy to have made the decision to come back over to the UK.
Cheers, Dan. Let's see you now from Northern Ireland and Thunder Great, to be honest, Caroline O'Hanlon.
Hi, Andy. Just like to thank you for involving me in the podcast marking the 100 days to the Netball World Cup. A really exciting time for us in Northern Ireland. Preparations are going really well. We've a new look team from the Commonwealth Games with plenty of youth coming into the squad, so we've a nice mixture. We've a new look management team with the obvious addition of Dan and the experience that he brings. We're coming off the back of a good Commonwealth Games, and we're really, really hopeful that we can build on that success, and really excited about the next 100 days and how we can focus in on that first game.
It's an exciting time for the sport, and you've got PricewaterhouseCooper on board as well, so sounds like they're going to be really suited.
It's been absolutely brilliant to get PwC on board as main sponsors of the Northern Ireland team this year. They're such a successful business. They're ambitious. And I think that they give a real credibility to us as a squad and as an association. So we're delighted to have those on board. They're leaders in business within Northern Ireland. I think they mirror our desire to be leaders within female sport in Northern Ireland. So it's really exciting and really delighted to have them on board.
And what about the draw? I mean, that opening fixture against the Aussies, you're going to have to face them. So why not game number one?
First up for us, Australia, obviously the world number ones. But look, we want to be playing on the world stage, and we want to be playing against the world best. So look, we're really looking forward to that game. We played them in the Commonwealth Games in the opening match, and we're hopeful that we will have learned some lessons from that game. Nothing will be expected from us going into that game, so we'll go in without any fear, and we're really, really looking forward to that battle and building from there.
And you'll be wanting for all of those netball Northern Ireland supporters to turn up and just be there to support you, won't you?
It's going to be a fantastic event, but we will need all your support. So get your tickets online and come along and get behind the team. You can also follow Netball NI on Twitter for updates. See you all in Liverpool.
Thanks, Caroline. We've heard from Dan and Caroline, but what does Performance Pathway Officer for Netball Northern Ireland, Nolene Lennon, think of their preparations so far?
Yeah, the squad preparations towards the World Cup are going great at the minute. Dan has been flying over from Manchester to work with the squad on weekend camp. So, great to get the group together for those consolidated sessions for each of the weekends, but also the excitement and energy is building with the group as they're doing their own individual sessions and on-court and off-court stuff. So I think everybody's getting excited now that it's we're starting to get to the less than 100 days to go now, and it's getting a lot more real that the World Cup is just around the corner. It's massive for us having PwC on board as major backers for Netball Northern Ireland senior squad in preparations for the World Cup. Global brand, instantly recognisable, and it's fantastic that they also recognise what we're trying to do in terms of Netball Northern Ireland, our ethos within the squad, that hashtag of us being strongest together. We really are, you know, stronger as a group as opposed to individuals. So yeah, it's brilliant that they've recognised that and have given us that that support behind us in this vital stage of preparation for the World Cup.
And are you sick answering questions about that opening fixture against Australia?
So our opening game of the Netball World Cup is against Australia, and talk about a flashback to the Commonwealth Games in 2018 whenever we played our opening match against Australia as well. So it'll be extremely familiar to a number of faces on the Northern Ireland team to be facing Australia in the opening match. So yeah, we really love being an underdog. It's going to be a mammoth challenge, obviously. Australia is going to put up an excellent performance, but then again, that's what we'll be looking to do as well, just go out there and perform to our best, you know, and be able to put some of the things that the girls have been working on into practice. So, yeah, and what better way to do it than against one of the best teams in the world. So, yeah, very excited about having that match as the opening game.
Well, the Diamonds will be without Laura Geitz, who announced her retirement from the national squad last year, but she will be watching to see how far her squad can go in the next few weeks.
I have had and still do have the same love for the game that I had all those years ago. And I think that's a really exciting part for me. As I've gone through my career, I see these young girls coming through that will be the next Firebirds and the next Diamonds. And I look at the more current group of players for the Diamonds and Firebirds and just know that the future of Australian netball is in very, very safe hands. I can't wait to watch the girls and cheer them on at the World Championships next year in Liverpool. And I know that they are in very safe hands with Lisa and the current playing group.
So this is how it will work. 16 teams around the world will compete for the ultimate prize, the Netball World Cup 2019. England qualified as the host nation, and Jamaica, Australia, New Zealand, Malawi and South Africa also automatically qualified as the top ranked teams. Two further teams qualified from each of the INF regions, Europe, Oceania, Africa, Americas and Asia. The World Cup will take place in Liverpool over 20 exciting sessions of netball from the 12th to the 21st of July. For our home teams, Northern Ireland are first up against Australia, England face Uganda and Scotland face Samoa. Then on the Saturday, England plays Scotland, and the World Cup bronze medal and final will take place on Sunday the 21st of July. See you there.
I think for an England netball, change of direction is imperative in our athletes, and that is something that we measure them on against international competition. I think what is really different about the Mizuno shoe is the grip and flex. In netball, it's really important when the girls plant a foot and move, that is just one consistent movement, and over 60 minutes, that gains so much advantage over the opposition.
So as a sports injury specialist, one of my biggest bugbears is seeing netball players playing netball in running shoes. The reason this is annoying for me is because running shoes are designed for running in a linear motion. They're not designed for stop, start, change of direction, and looking after the stability of a player as they're coming down from the air. So the benefit of a netball shoe over a running shoe is they're designed to give you more stability and allow you to change direction with better grip, and also allow you to give a more stable knee and ankle position when coming down from a height, therefore reducing the risk of injury in those two areas.
If you look at our attacking players, who they tend to favour a real light speed issue where the grip and flex really get some change in direction quite quickly to lose their opponents, where our defenders, where power, strength, stability and support tend to go for the heavier shoe, where that is really crucial. They're so passionate about improving performance, and they've really shown that in working with each of our individual athletes in respect to how they can make small gains and improve their performance.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game. I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements. After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom. That's why I love the Wave Sail. That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
Hello, I'm Sasha Shipway.
And I'm Natalie Morris.
And it's exactly 100 days to go until the Netball World Cup. Nat, are you excited?
Yes, I'm very excited. I can't believe how quick that's come round. Like, 100 days, that's nothing. That is absolutely going to fly. And yeah, I think the excitement is really, really starting to build. How are you feeling about it?
Oh, thrilled. I can't wait. And I think, yeah, everything is ramping up towards it, and it's so good to see, like, some of the England girls, Jade Clark, Rachel Dunn, and then Tracy Neville were also on the One show last week, and I was like, yes, let's get our representation in early on TV and build awareness to it. So yeah, super excited.
Definitely. I'm really excited to see what we're going to be doing in the lead up. And I think it's really important that England Netball and all the players are doing everything they can to kind of build on that momentum. Obviously, last year was a huge year for us. We had loads and loads of coverage. There was loads of excitement, loads of chat on social media, just generally, like, across the world of sport and beyond. Everyone was talking about netball, and we need to kind of build that back up again. Obviously, there's been a bit of a lull in terms of the international game because we've been all focused on the Super League, which has been, you know, also incredible this year. But now I think it's time to start switching our focus back, getting back on the ball in terms of focusing on the Roses and seeing, you know, what's going to happen in 100 days time. And I think the media is really going to get behind us. I think that momentum is still there.
Yeah, oh, 100%. And I think, you know, we said it many times last year when they did win gold. We were like, oh my gosh, this is perfect timing. You couldn't write it any better. The fact that we won that gold and then we had a home World Cup the year after. So it really is, you know, about continuing that momentum. And I agree. I think the media will fully get behind it. And especially because people have seen that there is a demand for netball. People enjoy watching it. And, you know, they won BBC Sports Personality Team of the Year. They won a ton of awards. They've got this amazing sponsorship with Nike. Like, netball is growing and people are paying attention, and the Netball World Cup is going to be another perfect opportunity to showcase the sport.
Definitely. And I think it's going to be such a huge summer for women in sport in general, because obviously there's the FIFA Women's World Cup as well on the football side of things. And so I think if the media can just get behind this general women in sport vibe for the summer, like, this could be our, you know, summer of glory. We had the World Cup last summer, which was obviously great fun. I want the same level of excitement this year as well, and I think that is a possibility. I think we can unite more people than ever and get people behind us. I want to go into a pub and, you know, and see it on the big screen and have people there shouting and cheering and getting the beers in. That's what I want to see, and I think that would make it so fun. And I don't see why we can't have that. Like, that we've got the audience for it now, and we've done the groundwork. We've built and we've built and we've built, and now we're at that point where it's just all coming together right at the perfect time. And I think this summer in Liverpool, the atmosphere is going to be unbelievable. I actually can't wait.
Oh, yes. And you want to see it in pubs. And you know what? I want to see it in newspapers. I want to see it on the back pages. I don't want to see it have to, like, you know, go 5 pages in from the back and then see a tiny thumbnail image. I want literally their faces plastered over the back pages. That's what I'd love to see. And I think, especially with the Telegraph having started this new Women in Sport campaign, and, you know, they've got Anna Kessel in as their editor there, I really feel like they in particular will probably be pushing it, and I think other papers will have to compete and actually match that.
100%. It's
so
actually
good.
It's been such a joy to see other publications scrambling to try and keep up with what the Telegraph are doing. It's so brilliant. Like, what Women's Sport are doing at the Telegraph, I think, is absolutely incredible, so overdue, so necessary, and just brilliant for such a fantastically huge national paper to lead the way on that. And they are setting an example, and you're seeing it now. Everyone else is scrambling to try and follow suit. And I've never seen anything like that. It's like the momentum that is causing is fantastic. And I'm really excited to see what they're going to do over the World Cup. They've obviously got their weekly Super League roundups happening now. They've got Tamsin coming in to do her analysis, I think, on a weekly basis as well, which I think is brilliant. So if they can consistently keep up that, get big names involved and get that huge coverage, that would be amazing. And yeah, imagine the full back page and it's our girls on the back. That would be amazing.
Oh yeah, that's what we want to see. And also, I mean, the fact that both Sky and the BBC are going to be showcasing it is so big for the sport, and I think it's really, really important. And it just means it's going to be reached. More people will be able to watch it than ever before. And also, it's, you know, last year, loads of people tuned in to watch it when we won gold. Yeah. And or they saw that moment on the news. And that was with, you know, huge time difference between here and the Gold Coast. And now it's going to be in our time zone, which is excellent news. And hopefully there'll be tons of people. I mean, a lot of people are still struggling to actually get tickets, which, you know, I mean, it's sad. You don't want people to miss out. Maybe think there should possibly be more seats. Who knows? But at least the demand is high enough where we're in the situation where that has happened.
Exactly. We want to be selling out these venues. And yeah, it's a shame that not everyone who wants to go can go. But I would much prefer to be in that, you know, scenario as opposed to being in a venue that's too big. So I think that and that is something that we keep having that debate about. You know, there was an article out where was it? I think it was The Times that did a comparison between the lifestyle of Emma and Harry Kane, which was ridiculous. And it was just comparing the two in terms of everything, but like in terms of monetary sustainability, really, for women's sport and, you know, to make netball a sustainable career option. It was looking at that kind of thing. And I tweeted about it, and I remember there was so much hostility from like football Twitter who were just really, really
so
angry
annoying.
That,
oh, God. I know.
It was actually ludicrous.
They were like, why are you comparing netball to football? There's obviously a greater demand for football. No, because football is shoved in our faces.
Exactly.
There actually is a huge demand for netball. Like, I think a lot of people I know who follow football, yes, a lot of people love it, but a lot of people are like, oh, for God's sake.
Exactly.
Come on, like, we want to see something else.
Exactly. There is football fatigue. Like, we are bored of it. It's everywhere. It's dominating. And it's great. And like, I think there needs to be more, just more options for people to watch. But yeah, so in terms of the responses I got to that tweet, and like you say, people are saying there's, you know, there's no demand for it, et cetera, et cetera. But I think what we're seeing with this World Cup, that there is that demand and we can sell out bigger grounds than ever before. So that's what's really encouraging for me is how much people are already engaging with it. We're still 100 days away, and I think ramping up the chat, ramping up the media and the coverage in the lead up, getting those girls out there, we want to see their personalities, we want them to be stars, we want to know who they are. And I think if we do all of that, that's what's going to get people behind it and get people buying tickets. And, you know, I think it's very doable.
I agree. And so, Nat, can I ask you, what do you think, are you willing to say at this point, who do you think will win? Like, how do you think, what will the outcome be of the Netball World Cup? Who's going to lift the trophy, essentially?
Oh my gosh. Well, obviously, what a minefield of a question, because like...
I know, I'm sorry.
It's just, honestly, like, it's so impossible to call. Like, obviously the rankings have been shifting and we're back up, which is great news. But I just don't think you can really put that much stock in the rankings at this point, because netball, this is an incredibly interesting moment for international netball, because it has never been this close. As we said after the Commonwealth Games, we've never been in a place where it's been more than a two-horse race, really, in any real sense. We were always just fighting for bronze and trying to maintain that position. And now, all of that, everything we knew, the whole status quo has just been completely chucked out of the window. And I think any time any of those top teams get on court, whether that's Australia, New Zealand, England, Jamaica, South Africa, Malawi even, you don't know exactly what's going to happen. So I genuinely think it's impossible to call, because, I mean, I'm nervous about Australia, obviously, as much as we've been challenging and other people have been challenging. They are Australia. They know how to win these big competitions. So I'm scared of them. Yeah, obviously. I'm scared of the Giants.
Wait, I'm scared. Yes, I know.
What do you think?
I agree. It's very difficult to call. I'm looking forward to seeing squad announcements and seeing who makes the teams, because that will hugely change things, especially to see who will be selected for England. I think it's interesting that Rachel Dunn has been back in the mix, and, you know, she was on the One Show last week, and I'm kind of watching like, yeah, because I think Rachel, I really rate her. I think she's an amazing player and probably was taken out of the England side too soon.
Yeah.
So it will be interesting to see whether she's selected. But that's me going in too deep now. but yes, it's true. It's difficult because Malawi is surprising people, and South Africa. Mm-hmm. And then Jamaica could do it, because even there were games in the netball, in the Commonwealth Games last year when, you know, which were so close, which you never expected. And as you said, it is an exciting moment within netball. I do hope England can do it. I think they've got the drive, but equally Australia will be sore after us beating them in the quad series in January, and then also Commonwealth Games gold, and they'd love to do to us what we did to them, which is beating us on home soil in front of our home crowd. They would get such satisfaction from that, I'm sure.
That would be sweet for them, wouldn't it? And that's what I'm scared of. But you can't underestimate the power of having a home crowd, particularly in the moment that we're in, and the level of, you know, the crowds that will be coming and the level of passion that netball fans have at the moment for the sport. I think that's going to spur our team on to a ridiculous level. They'll never have experienced this kind of atmosphere, I don't think. Not in the same, you know, on the same kind of platform. So I think if everyone shows up and we are really behind them, I know it probably sounds a bit naive to think that the crowd could have, you know, that much of an impact, but I genuinely think it can change attitudes and change the feeling on court, which I think is a big factor that the Aussies won't have behind them. So
sports psychology is huge, and having a crowd can really change the, you know, kind of like the motivation of a team in the dying moments. If they've got their heads down and suddenly they hear a crowd roar and they know it's for them, you know, it is huge. I've played in games where that's happened and you're like, okay, we can do this. And it does give you the edge sometimes. So yeah, I agree. Let's see, not long to go, 100 days. I can't wait.
I can't wait either.
Thank you, as always, for listening to The Netball Show with Mizuno. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and you check out our website, thenetballshow.co.uk.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to go on the winning toll. It's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Diva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege for captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.